Good morning. Hey, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's the name of this program that you can hear every Sunday morning on CHUO-FM here at the University of Ottawa. It's a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. Those were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. I'm David Peel, and these are songs I've heard before. I hope that you'll join me for the next hour and listen to some songs that you'll enjoy. And today, well, something a little bit different. Last week, in order to celebrate Canada Day a little bit ahead of time, we had an all-Canadian program. Today, though, is the 4th of July. It doesn't often fall on a Sunday, but it does this year. It's the 228th anniversary of the United States Declaration of Independence from Britain on July the 4th, 1776. And I thought we should do something to celebrate that, too, since nearly all the music we hear on this program is American anyway. So for the next hour, we're going to take a short musical tour around the USA with songs about particular places. And we're going to start, for no particular reason, in the Middle West. We'll hear a song about Michigan, Glenn Miller with Tex Beneke, and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. Then Dinah Shore with a song from the 1947 movie Mother Wore Tights about Kokomo, Indiana. And we're going to start with Frank Sinatra's 1957 recording from the film A Joker is Wild about what some of my friends say is the greatest city in the United States, Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. That's my hometown.
Again with all the sweet and simple folks I call my kin in Kokomo, Indiana. Well, if it isn't pop, and hiya, Mom, you always had the cutest grin. In Kokomo, Indiana, just look at Rover wag his tail. Gosh, he remembers me. And get a load of Sister Grace. You can't see the freckles for the gem on her face. How would you like to go and see that old Wabashful beau you used to know? In Kokomo, Indiana, wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath a Hoosier moon? Oh, what a moon. For all of the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course, you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana. Sister Grace, you can't see the freckles for the gem on her face. How would you like to go and see that old Wabashful beau you used to know? In Kokomo, Indiana, wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath a Hoosier moon? Ah, what a moon. For all of the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course, you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana.
She's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl. A real pifferoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, zoo.
sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
One of Glenn Miller's great recordings, I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. The vocal was by Tex Beneke and Marion Hutton and the Modern Airs, and that trumpet solo was by Billy May. The sax solo was by Tex Beneke, and the arrangement was by Jerry Gray. Some famous names there working for Glenn Miller in 1942, when that song was first heard in the film Orchestra Wives. Well, we're celebrating the 4th of July today with a musical tour of the United States, and we've just visited Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. We'll move a little bit east now to somewhere closer to the East Coast to begin, and then with a couple of songs about farther east. We'll start with Moonlight in Vermont, a 1944 recording by Margaret Whiting singing with Billy Butterfield's orchestra. Then we'll hear Dick Todd, our featured Canadian singer last week, and a song that he recorded in 1939, but that was written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart for a 1925 Broadway review called Garrick Gaieties. It's a well-known song about Manhattan. And we'll conclude with Gene Krupa's orchestra and Anita O'Day in a song from 1942 called Massachusetts. But first, here's Margaret Whiting.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore. Trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadow lark, moonlight in Vermont. And I and moonlight in Vermont.
and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July? Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. The city's clamor can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
I hope the train ain't late. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there. Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there. Neath blue skies above Massachusetts, with the one I love, Massachusetts. Just like Jack and Jill, Massachusetts. We'll climb Bunker Hill, Massachusetts. Spread the news around the Massachusetts bar.
Thank you.
tongue, you think of glory. When those minute men were done, they left a story where they speak with ease, Massachusetts, Boston, if you please, Massachusetts, where they can't say can't, Massachusetts, and where aunt meets aunt, Massachusetts, spread the news around the Massachusetts. Massachusetts bar.
Gene Krupa and the orchestra, and Massachusetts with Anita O'Day from 1942. Before that, we heard Dick Todd's recording of Manhattan, and Margaret Whiting with Billy Butterfield's trumpet and orchestra with Moonlight in Vermont. Well, there's the East. Now we're going to go a bit west. Not the West Coast, but sort of the cowboy West. We're going to hear three songs by Western singers. Tex Ritter first, with a song from the 1936 film Palm Springs, which starred, among others, Francis Langford and David Niven. The song was not one of those old cowboy songs of the traditional West. It was written for the film by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. Then another song, also written in the 1940s, I believe, by Lee Hayes of the Weavers. This recording is from the mid-1950s, Roy Rogers and Along the Colorado Trail. And then from 1940, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys with Tommy Duncan on the vocal on a song written by Bob Wills himself, The New San Antonio Rose. We'll begin, though, with Tex Ritter and a 1936 recording.
Let me ride on a trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the coyotes wail in the gloaming, for it's there that my heart's at home. The night, let me rest with the blue sky for my ceiling, till the wind's lullaby comes stealing from the hills where my heart's at home. Wake with the song, wake with the sun, saddle to mend, cattle to tend, plenty to be done. Let me live on the range where a man has room to roam in and dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming, in the hills of old Wyoming.
Eyes like the morning star, like a rose. Lara was a pretty girl, God Almighty knows. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds wail. All along, along, along the Colorado Trail.
Wills and the Texas Playboys from 1940, the San Antonio Rose. Before that, we heard Roy Rogers along the Colorado Trail and Tex Ritter with a 1936 recording. Who knew that he recorded that early? The Hills of Old Wyoming by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger from a 1936 movie. Well, from the Cowboy West, we'll go to the South, and we'll first of all hear the great Al Jolson, one of the greatest entertainers of the last century, a song written in 1922 by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, but recorded by Jolson in 1947, Carolina in the Morning. Then we'll hear Joe Stafford and Frankie Lane with Paul Weston's orchestra, a duet recorded in 1953 of another song from 1922 by Henry Creamer, who wrote the lyrics, and Turner Layton, who wrote the music. Layton later went on to a wonderful career in England as a singer and pianist. It's called, of course, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. And then Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters and a song from 1948 from the film The Road to Rio, written by Johnny Burke and Willem Van Heusen. And it's called Apalachicola, FLA, back in the days when states sometimes had three letters in their postal abbreviations. But first, here's Al Jolson.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glory twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lantern lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Where the morning glory twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lantern lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Yonder in New Orleans, in the land of the dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Oh, Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. Heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens.
into those dreamy scenes. There's a Garden of Eden, you know what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there.
Softly whisper with tender sighs.
Stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile?
Oh, stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder.
We're full of glee, my buddies and me. We're happy all day through.
We're happy, happy, happy.
Like girls in bars, we're so full of joys.
And that's why we say to you, we're on our way to Apalachicola, FLA.
Magnolia trees and blossom and a pretty southern gal.
Oh,
it's better than the orange trees and Cucamonga Cal.
We're gonna stay along the Apalachicola Bay.
We may stop at Oklahoma for some hominy grits, or pass through Tallahassee if the weather permits.
We're on our way,
we're on our way
to Apalachicola, F-L-A.
We've been around, we've seen Puget Sound, the Riviera too.
We've been around the country.
Perth Amboy's bright and Brighton's all right.
But here's what we say to you, here's what we say to you. We're on our way,
we're on our way, we're going to
Apalachicola, F-L-A. We never liked the Frankfurters they served at Hamburg Ark.
Too raw. Devil's Lake, N.D. is simply N.G. after dark.
We're gonna stay,
oh, yes,
oh, yes, along the Apalachicola Bay.
All the ice cubes had a bitter taste in Sweetwater, Tex.
The chili was too hot and too Comcare, New Mex.
Burned a boy.
We're on our way, we're on our way to Apalachicola, F-L-A.
Virginia Beach is easy to reach.
Take the red bus.
And so is Malibu.
Oh, we're really living. And Coney Isle is nice for a while.
But here's what we say to you. Here's what we say to you. We're on our way.
We're on our way. We're going to Apalachicola, F-L-A.
We'd linger on the levee for some song and dance routine.
Except that we're not going home by way of New Orleans.
No pralines, we'll sail once more.
We'll sail once more, we're going along the Apalachicola shore. On Penobscot Bay, it gets so cold you need a fur hat.
And the Androscoggin River's even colder than that. Look out!
We're on our way, we're on our way to Apalachicola.
F-L-O-R-I-D-A, Apalachicola, F-L-A. Apalachicola, F-L-A. Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. Quite a geographical tour there. References to lots of different places. The Androscoggin River's even colder than that. Before that, we heard Joe Stafford and Frankie Lane with Way Down Yonder in New Orleans and Al Jolson with Carolina in the Morning. Well, our visit to the south, now let's move a little bit west anyway. Middle and northwest, shall we say. We're going to hear Benny Goodman with Dick Hames and a song about Idaho that was very popular in 1942. Before that, we'll hear the Dinning Sisters, another popular group in the 40s, with a song written by Jack Guthrie and his cousin Woody Guthrie in the 1940s. This was recorded in 1951. It's called The Oklahoma Hills. And we'll begin with a popular song from 1949, written by Mac David. It became the official state song of Kansas, and it was famous a little later on because its publishers sued the publishers of Hello, Dolly, which they said was derived from the melody of this song, and they won. See what you think. Russ Morgan with the Skylarks and Sunflower.
I was born in Kansas, I was bred in Kansas, and when I get married, I'll be wed in Kansas. There's a true blue gal who promised she would wait. She's a
sunflower
from the sunflower state.
She's a sunflower.
She's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part.
She's a sunflower.
She's my one flower.
She's the flower of my heart.
Skies are fair in Kansas, clouds are rare in Kansas. Never saw a place that could compare with Kansas. So I'm going home to keep a wedding date with the
sunflower
from the sunflower state.
She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart.
Troubles end in Kansas, folks unbend in Kansas. Every one you meet will be your friend in Kansas, and they'll all be there to help me celebrate with my
sunflower
from the sunflower state.
She's a sunflower.
She's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part.
She's a sunflower.
She's my one flower.
She's the flower of my heart.
Oh, the moon is brighter and the stars are bluer and the girls are sweeter and their hearts are truer, and I'm here to state there's one who's really great. She's the
sunflower
from the sunflower state.
She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart.
Ride my pony on a reservation, those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation, those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, yet I feel like in those hills I still belong.
But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw. smoking blackjack trees, kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, he rides his pony on the reservation, those Oklahoma hills where he was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is his occupation, those Oklahoma hills where he was born.
Yonder in the Indian Nation,
he rides his pony on the reservation, those Oklahoma hills where he was born.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation,
a cowboy's life is his occupation, those Oklahoma hills where he was born. Those Oklahoma hills.
Smiles above the trees in Idaho to say another night is done. Warm summer winds toss the waving grain, calling me back to my home again to dream sweet memories of the long ago. Beyond the hills of Idaho.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Idaho, and Dick Hames was the vocalist. Before that, we heard the Dinning Sisters and the Oklahoma Hills. I don't know who the orchestra leader was or who the male singer was, just simply unidentified on that record, but that was quite a good song. Before that, we heard Russ Morgan and the Skylarks with Sunflower. Well, we'll be concluding our Independence Day salute to the United States with a visit to the West Coast, shall we say. even to the Pacific to begin. So happy Independence Day, USA, and let's listen to Bing Crosby once again with a song from the 1937 film Waikiki Wedding, in which he starred with Shirley Ross and Martha Raye, written once again by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, and revived somewhat later by another young singer. It's called Blue Hawaii. Then we'll hear Tommy Dorsey's orchestra with Edith Wright, and a song from a 1936 film by Walter Uhrman, Bronislaw Kaper, and words by Gus Kahn. The film and the song are called San Francisco. And then if there's time, perhaps we'll have a little surprise at the end. But first, let's listen to Bing Crosby.
Night and you and blue Hawaii, the night is heavenly, and you are heaven to me.
San Francisco, open your golden gate, you let no stranger wait outside your door. San Francisco, here is your wandering one saying, I'll wander no more. Other places only make me love you best. Tell me you're the heart of all the golden west. San Francisco, welcome me home again. I'm coming home to go roaming no more.
Winds start blowing and the snow is starting to fall. Then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning birdies sing and everything a sun-kissed miss said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come. From where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning birdies sing and everything a sun-kissed miss said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Al Jolson, California, here I come, right back where I started from. Al Jolson actually did get his start as a professional entertainer in California, in San Francisco, 1907 perhaps, where he really began to acquire a great reputation. We'll hear more of Al Jolson, I hope, next week. That song was written for him, and it was a hit in 1924, and we heard the original recording just a few weeks ago. Jolson is credited as one of the writers, but they were actually Buddy De Silva and Joseph Meyer. And I hope that you enjoyed hearing the song again. Before that, we heard San Francisco, played by Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and sung by Edith Wright and Bing Crosby with Blue Hawaii. Well, that ends our July the 4th tribute to the geography of the United States. Hope that you've enjoyed it. I want to thank Gordon Bennett for giving me a couple of extra minutes to allow me to play California, Here I Come as our wind-up. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm David Peel, and I invite you to join me again next Sunday morning here on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa.